So I was doing a Hollywood Studios trivia night, desperately trying to come up with Hollywood Studios trivia questions. What used to be there before Toy Story Land? When did the park open? All this stuff to get my list of questions. And I was just trying to think of interesting aspects, how the park looks like a giant Mickey face from above for no reason. And then I remember that in the parking lot of Hollywood Studios, uniquely, there's these really tall palm trees. Because I know what Florida palm trees look like. They're bushy, they're thick.
Yep.
But California palm trees are really tall.
Yeah, it's those palm trees that are on that classic shot, you know.
Right.
We made it to Hollywood. We got palm trees on both sides cruising down in the limo.
Yeah.
Those palm trees. Because, yeah, those are different. Ours are like fatter at the bottom and they look, yeah, they're different.
Right, because ours are tropical swamp palm trees and the ones in California are desert palms or I don't know. I have no idea.
Something like that.
So I'm like, there has to be a great trivia about this, how they specifically went, like Michael Eisner was like, I want palm trees that are really tall.
Yeah, and he was there one day and he was looking around and he's going, these are all wrong.
These are all.
He was in Hollywood. Okay, that's that Walt Disney touch coming through. And going,
I want these palm trees to look just like in Hollywood. And I didn't find that. I didn't find anything like that, actually. What I did find was people talking about palm trees at Disney World.
Well, how do you mean? You mean like people who are in the palm trees?
Oh, yeah. So, you know how in your recent video, there's those forums that are about collector's items and things that you would imagine. Like, oh, there's a train forum. So you're like, yeah, I know. I'm sure there's thousands. Or, you know, even stuff like pistols or yours was a tobacco memorabilia fan site. Yeah,
basically anything people can be a hobbyist or an enthusiast for these days. So, especially with the internet, it enables that. It exists.
Yes, or pens, video games.
Yeah. Buttons.
Farming equipment. Nowhere on that list would you ever say palm trees. Because sooner you would say plants.
Yeah.
And then you would move on to something else.
Yeah, trees, horticulture, you know, whatever the big picture is for that.
But there is a website called palmtalk.org discussing palm trees worldwide. So palmtalk.org is a colloquial name slash actual domain for something called the International Palm Society, which is a group of people that are into palm trees. So I'm thinking, well, these people are definitely going to be talking, like I am talking, about, hey, the palm trees outside of Hollywood Studios are California palms and not Florida palms. I was very wrong because they're talking about how there are thousands of variations of palm trees, not just out in the parking lot of Hollywood Studios, but all throughout Disney World.
Oh, God.
I started reading the forum and I stopped. I said, I have to read some to you.
Okay.
I want to make clear before I read this that I am making fun of these people. But
they've gone too far.
They have. But I'm making fun of them in the same way that I make fun of myself for being too into stuff like this. It's just funny to have a complete outsider's perspective because I am really into Disney World. And I could be like, oh my gosh, there's a scene in this attraction that they covered up this window because of this effect. And someone would look at me and go, that's crazy. I'd like to point out that I see myself in these people. The other thing I had wrong about this is I assumed that this was a forum from the early 2000s that has not been updated in 10 years. But this post was from 2022. My wife and I are finally taking my daughter, age 7, to Disney World, which means I'm finally going to make it to Florida. Unfortunately, we don't have time to do any PRA while we're there. What do you think PRA stands for?
Okay. Well, this is just a context clue, but I'm guessing that PRA has something to do with like palm tree watching or something. So, okay.
Yes.
Where you got to like excuse yourself ahead of time within the community of like, guys, listen, I want to, but I might not have a lot of time because you know they're going to get on. They're going to dog you for not checking out all the palm trees in the palm tree capital, the mecca of palm trees.
And so this guy's going to Florida and he's super excited. He's specifically going to Disney World because his wife wants to go to Disney World. His daughter wants to go to Disney World. And he's like, okay, well, we're going to Florida though, guys. Come on. And he's so excited. His daughter's like, I want to go to Disney World. And he's like, that's going to take away so much of my time for PRA. And so I'm thinking, well, what is PRA? Because I can clock. I've done this enough. I've been on the internet. I'm a researcher. This is my profession. I know it enough to where I say, that's a community acronym.
Yeah.
That's an acronym that no one outside of PomTalk.org knows.
That's inside right there, man.
PRA stands for Pom Related Activities.
I'm really just imagining a world right now. And I mean, I don't have to. It's real life. I'm just where not only are you super into palm trees, and that's something you're keeping to yourself because, you know, my people surely don't exist. There's no way. You know, that's a thought you would have in the 90s. There's no way they exist. But you're on the website and you're spending your time. You know, I assume this man has thousands of posts. And you're just spending all your time on the website, loving these palm trees, thinking about these palm trees, and you haven't been to Florida.
Well, there's a certain amount of like sexual deviancy to this because with normal Disney World fan, I'm in Minnesota. I love Disney World like me, and I'm in Minnesota and I'm in the 80s before the internet. I'm talking about how much I love this place, but my neighbor will like hear me out, will entertain a conversation. And I know two doors down, they're going to Disney World. Mm-hmm. So they're asking me, hey, when you went, I get it. It's a thing I love, but there's times in my life where I can have an honest, authentic conversation with another interested party about Disney World because whether they're trip planning or whether they just went, tell me about your trip. I want to hear all about it. I love Disney World. And then, you know, they want to talk about it. They just went too. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But that would never happen in a million years if your weird deviant thing is palm trees. I mean, how do you even bring it up? Like
you're at Lowe's in the gardening section on a Sunday, just kind of hanging around, and all the employees know by now, and they know to avoid you.
That's sick. Don't go over there. You got my hands in my pockets.
Or is even more. I mean, they don't even let you in. They're just like, after what he did to the last palm tree, man. After what happened last time, what happened?
Listen, when I say sexual deviancy.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, it's not literal sexual deviancy.
It's not literal,
deviancy.
But it has that taboo. This is not something I know how to bring up with the people in my life. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it has no, and that is the difference between Disney. There's no relation to it amongst quote unquote normal people. But meanwhile, you could be anybody, you know, just off the street and you're going to at least know about Disney, have been to Disney right. World. That's very common.
Or baseball. Or fish tanks, or anything except for palm trees. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm dogging
record collecting, playing card collecting, baseball card. We have so many things. But palm trees are definitely not one of them.
Right. And that's why I feel bad for these people.
Palm trees specifically.
I know, not trees. Like you find somebody that's really into oak and you're like, I don't even know how to talk to this person. What do I say in this conversation?
Yeah.
I guess the only hope you have in a pre-internet as a palm tree lover is to have a palm tree farm. And then at that point, I mean, how much of a demand is there for these palm trees? Because can you even make friends with your competition at that point? And then after you deliver the palm tree, can you really commiserate with your client?
No, yeah, because I mean, most of the time, imagine I'm running the palm tree stand. I don't know what it would be. And I've got my, you know, perfectly symmetrical rows of palm trees. Half the time I'm selling these things to developers, I'm dealing with uninterested handymen and construction workers half the time, and they definitely don't want to talk to me about these palm trees
right.
on the job site, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's not just I admire palm trees, I like the idea of palm trees. These people, as I will get to, are into palm trees the same way that Walt Disney was into trains and the same way that I am into theme parks, and that they love the nitty-gritty of these palm trees. And how are you supposed to do that in a pre-internet world? I mean, this is a modern invention, the palm tree forum.
Yeah, this is new.
Palm talk. Because how are you supposed to enjoy your PRAs when you have a daughter who doesn't care?
How do you even get it? I lived in Florida. I could list like maybe like a handful of palm trees that I've remembered.
Some of them don't live near palm trees.
Oh my God.
Which makes it even more interesting.
Yeah.
Because the people that live near palm trees and are into palm trees, I mean, they're living in Candyland. You know, they're in the Wonka factory, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, they're running around. Oh, there's a palm tree there, a palm tree there. But like, if you're in Minnesota and a palm tree lover, I understand that person's plight. That's a yearning. Mm. The thing about palm talk is that what surrounds the palm tree, the location of the palm tree, is completely irrelevant. In fact, sometimes it is a barrier to them viewing the palm. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. So my wife and I are finally taking my daughter, age 7, to Disney World, which means I'm finally going to make it to Florida. Unfortunately, we don't have any time to do any PRA while we're there. He's like, I tried so hard to schedule in some PRA. I mean, yeah. I put it on the calendar. I said, hey, on the 14th, that's PRA day.
And they weren't having it, man. We are fully in the Disney bubble here.
Basically, what I'm hoping for is insights for some hidden palm gems in the park. A little heads up into stuff we shouldn't miss would be awesome too. Thanks in advance, TJ. And so this guy is like, I am literally going to the pearly gates of Palm Tree. I'm like, you know, this is...
I'm going home.
But my mean wife...
keeps putting the kibosh on all my PMA. I'm so upset.
We're literally going to Florida. I mean, it's...
We're getting on a plane. I mean, this is... Because imagine that. Like, imagine... Because that's what everyone else is experiencing when they're traveling and packing in the anticipation of a Disney World trip.
Right.
I mean, it's all... That's part of it almost. And all that time you're knowing that you're only going to be going to SeaWorld on this trip. You know, you're going to not,
right.
You're not going to scratch that itch. You're going to be too close, but not there.
You're right. Because if you're going to Orlando as a Disney fan and not going to Disney World, you go, I'm going to Orlando for a conference, but I don't have any time for Disney. And the whole time you're in that, you know, Hilton, you're just itching. You're like, God, I mean, it's right there.
I can feel it.
I know. Like, I'm sure it's, I mean, I could probably see what you're trying to figure out how to fit in some Disney time because yeah. You're like, I literally flew your... from Minnesota, and I'm stuck at this Hilton. I'm right there. I got to go. But the crazy part about that is this guy's right. Because Florida is like this swamp and tropical wonderland full of all this foliage and fauna. And and nobody cares because they're all going to this plastic capital of our pop culture, of our capitalism. They're all going to this, you know, propped up mirage and shutting out all the, I don't want to see anything. And they're literally covering their eyes on the bus trying to, I don't want to see anything except... for Disney World. And he's like, look outside. Look, can we stop? Stop the bus. Stop the bus. I saw one. And, you know, he can't get it halfway at the airport. He's smiling. But he's right. Because those people that are like, get me to the bubble. Get me to the bubble. I need to be in the bubble. And then this guy is like, actually going to prison. You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
He's like, because he's like, maybe I can sneak. Maybe. Oh, I know. One day we're going to need lunch at the resort on our resort day. I'll just sneak out. I'll just go get some stuff. You know, we need sunscreen. Don't worry. It's in the gift shop, honey.
No. My one shot.
He's trying. Are you sure we got to go get some? I can go get some milk. Honey, I know you're trying to sneak in some PRA right now.
This is really getting desperate. I think I need to go out and have a sleep study or something done tonight. I got to get away. Harold, I know you don't need to. You want more PMA, don't you? And she knows. She knows the term and she hates it, but she knows it enough to say it.
Yeah. I know you're trying to sneak in some PRA right now. This is Carly's trip, not you and your sick, perverted PRA. He logs into Palm Talk and he's like, guys, the wife's not going to let me out. Is there anything in this Disney world?
Yeah. Anything for a guy like me.
That's into palms. I've heard Pandora World of Avatar is a great place for palms. Even though I haven't been there myself, even as a local. If you have an extra afternoon or evening, check out Harry P. Lou Gardens for an excellent palm observing experience not too far outside the Disney area. Have fun. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that bait and switch. Yeah, there's some stuff in Pandora. However, there is a Disney theme park level experience for palm lovers not too far away. Agree. If you can make even a few hours. I mean, everyone here is aiding and abetting in this man's obsession. TJ, are you sure you can't sneak away? Even for a few hours.
They're making him feel so guilty. So much worse about this. Because they know he's going to regret it. If poor TJ would have just linked up with anybody on one of these Disney, I mean, any Disney forum would have
no help for him. Because I've been to Disney World more times than I can count. That's a sentence that really just sickened me just now. I'm just absolutely disgusted with myself. The more hate I develop for Palm Talk, the more hate I develop for myself.
I'm just looking in the mirror, man.
I'm just looking in the mirror. But I've been there a lot, and not once have I ever stopped and say, oh, it's an interesting palm tree. Except for the ones at Hollywood Studios, which is why I came here in the first place. Dave and MB says, Animal Kingdom has a ton of cool stuff, and it's laid out really well. Avatar is also in that park. Here are a few pics from past May. What do you think these pictures are? A bunch of photographs that this man took of various icons of the park. Floating mountains, Everest, you know, Tree of Life. B, a bunch of photo pass pictures of this man and his family at various locations throughout Animal Kingdom. Or is it C, a bunch of fucking palm trees?
A bunch of vertically.
That could be anywhere.
Yeah. But, and it's like, you can tell the palm tree is centered. The palm tree is framed. This is about the palm tree. Right, it has the castle in the background, but it's off center.
Right, you can see a spire. No, really. Like, this is one of the photos. Here's my photos from Animal Kingdom. They get your film developed. Your wife is so pissed at you. TJ, what the hell? You said you would take pictures of us and Carly having fun at Animal Kingdom. I did. I swear. These are the few that I'm framing. And it's just the way they photograph these palm trees, it kind of makes me fall in love with palm trees a little bit. Because I'm like, look at that.
That is quite beautiful.
That is. I mean, we've been talking about them enough.
We're getting into it.
So here you'll see in the bottom corner, you can tell it's a Disney because somebody has a lounge fly. Yeah. But the main part of the photo is just a palm tree. And then like there's no evidence that this is Animal Kingdom. Here, you got like a Disney umbrella. And then but the main part of the photo is just another palm tree.
For this guy, man, the fact that we were at Disney World, purely incidental.
Pandora must be really interesting from the perspective of somebody that's really into plants, because all the plants in Pandora are specifically chosen because they look alien.
Yeah.
But what that means for somebody that's into palm trees is, hey, they got some palm trees that you're not going to see a lot. Josh then responds on the thread, I love visiting Disney just for the palms. $160 gate entry. Just for the palms, baby.
It's because it's just like that Tomorrowland burger. The fact that you're eating it at Disney World just makes it a little bit better. The fact that that palm tree is at Disney World.
Maybe it is for them, but the phrase, I love visiting Disney just for the palms. There are bottle palms in Magic, Sata Kinetia in Magic, as well as a few ones in Epcot. Animal Kingdom has so many beautiful palms. Lots of foxtails, fishtails, and many more. The foxtails in Epcot are stunning, especially at night. And I've really grown attached to the Washingtonias that line the streets. Dang it, now I want to renew my pass.
As he's typing this.
He's typing like this.
Wistfully remembering, pulling up the photos are ready to go. They're on the desktop. Yeah. Pulling them up.
Oh, man.
It's like when you hear that Disney Parks loop and you're like, I got to schedule a trip, man. They're really tempting me.
Dang it, now I want to renew my pass.
And is it that much crazier that there are people who will say that exact same thing, but like about Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, this is more crazy. The palm tree thing is more crazy. It is far crazier. And here's another thing, man. You see all the Epcot concept art. You see this. You see Spaceship Earth. This is going to be the craziest thing we've ever built in our life. Oh, hey, you're gonna have to see this. But then you look at like the other secondary prominent flourish of Spaceship Earth. It's palm trees. It's like tall palm trees. Like that's like.
I did not until you said it. I just remembered. I'm like, oh, of course it's palm trees. And it's just as important, like,
right,
as the fountain, as the, all that
more,
stuff.
If not more, in that, yeah, it's the only thing that is always there.
Well, I think you're definitely onto something as far as this being levels and scaled, because just like Disney World, you have the people who are into it enough to go on a forum. And then you have a whole wider gradient of people who have a passing familiarity with it. They've been once or whatever. I'm starting to think that maybe there's only a small amount of people who would go online to talk about palm trees, but there's a lot more people that palm trees, whether they know it or not,
are a fascination of theirs.
Well, they strike a chord in some way.
Yes.
You also wouldn't be exposed to palm trees. You wouldn't be sold on palm trees the same way you are theme parks enough to ever know that.
And is there just a personality type, me, that just becomes obsessed with details of things, and that's just your in. Mm-hmm. Like you are interested in palm trees. Like, oh, where are palm trees? I don't see any palm trees where I live. And every time I go to Florida, I just get amazed by that palm. You know, I'm going to look up. I'll just Google it. And then you start reading some of this stuff. You're like, man, okay, that's really interesting. I'm really interested in this. And then it's just like a year later, and you're on the palm forums.
Yeah, that's how it happens. It's that quick.
I love visiting Disney just for the palms. So then remember, TJ is stressed because, you know, he's going to the Disney bubble and he's freaked out because he's going to be in Palm World, but really he's trapped in Disney World.
Yeah.
And so people are, you know, reassuring him, but a few people, one or two people, are reassuring it's going to be okay. There's some palm trees there.
Yeah.
But most people are like, if you can convince your family to just let you, you know, do something for a little bit, for some PRA, because listen to this one. And so people start in the thread trying to give him excuses to like sneak away for some PRA.
Well, because these are ones that they've used.
If you can talk the family into having dinner at Charlie's Steakhouse on International Drive,
the deviousness of needing your palm tree fix so bad. You're craving, crawling out of your skin, that you're going to sit there with your wife and go, honey, I got a great idea. With ulterior motives, knowing that it ain't about the dinner. And they're going to know, too, when you get out of the car in the parking lot and immediately whip your head to whatever palm tree this guy noticed.
TJ, are you fucking kidding me? Really?
I can't believe you. This is supposed to be your daughter's trip. She read every book in the book club all year so she could have a Disney trip. You're going to make it about you and your palms again. Thought we were past this. Honey, I swear it's a coincidence. And I made you take down all those palm tree photos you had hung up in the house. I thought you were over this.
Dr. Meredith told us that we have to talk about any PRA well in advance. That is a boundary we set together. If you can go to Charlie's Steakhouse, if you can talk the family into having dinner at Charlie's Steakhouse on International Drive, you'll get to see the nicest coconut palm in inland Central Florida. First off, if TJ listens to this podcast, I hope that you snuck away for as much PRA as you could.
Oh, most definitely. I'm on your side with this.
Yeah, TJ, we're on your side. TJ.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
He's
You're
right.
Paying for this whole situation.
Most expensive day ever. And in parentheses, and I didn't even get to see my palm tree. My Charlie's Steakhouse coconut palm tree. I'm the princess, and I'm the wallet. And I didn't even get to go to Charlie's Steakhouse to see the best coconut palm in inland Florida.
Stock image of Grumpy. And it simply says Grumpy in that font. And then in parentheses, because I didn't see my palm tree.
TJ responds, had to look it up on Google Maps just in case we can't make it. Ha ha. Hoping this polar vortex doesn't kill my scenery. Mad at the weather.
It's messing up all my palm tree activities.
Jeff responds, says, there are lots of palms there. My advice is not palms, but days to visit. The week before Christmas and Christmas Day are great as they are lighter crowds.
I don't care about the crowds. I'm not getting on the rides. Listen to me. The one man satisfied on Christmas Day at Magic Kingdom is the man who only has to see the palm trees. There's no line.
People all day are like bumping into palm trees, like the ones that don't have, that aren't in the flower beds and are instead like freestanding. There's a few of them throughout the parks. So yeah. They have lights up on them at
like
night.
Like the grates, yeah.
Now that I think about it, those are presentation palm trees. I mean, they're shining lights up on them. You know, these people all day are walking, they're bumping into them and they're like, oh my God. And this guy's just staring up at his tall god. TJ eventually came back from his trip. He said, I missed out on a lot of great palms, I guess.
Oh, man.
But
we didn't even get a happy. I thought for sure he was going to be in good shape once he had all that.
And then No. I will say this. I've never seen so many beautiful busies in one city before. I found the old Hyophorb and a couple old mules at Magic Kingdom. They didn't look good with a slight lean to them. The Polynesian Hotel had such amazing landscaping, I barely got around it. We never made it to Animal Kingdom, which was a bummer. Oh, man, that sucks. Because there's a lot of great palms there.
That was everything you needed, man. That was the one place you had to go.
All in all, I got a decent palm fix during my daughter's vacation. I mean,
well, I guess. So all is right in the world, then, because I was getting worried.
I got a decent palm fix during my daughter's vacation. Can't see myself ever going back, though. TJ, a legend. He got away with it. Now, then TJ posts photos from his trip, and they're my favorite Disney photos of all time. The palms are always centered. But like this, he went to Epcot and took this photo where Spaceship Earth, you can see just a few degrees of Spaceship Earth all the way to the right. And he takes a photo of nothing.
That is so artistic. This photo of nothing.
Every single photo he takes, you can tell that there's an impressive thing. I mean, here's another of just this palm tree. And in the bottom corner, it's Spaceship Earth again, but it's really tiny and blurred and in the background. Because if you turn that phone literally 5 degrees to the left and just took the photo, it's this beautiful picture of a modern marvel of engineering. And then, but his photo is just squared up straight on that palm tree. To the right is the Mexico Pavilion and that giant pyramid. So here's another great photo. It's of a bunch of sweaty tourists, and there's a palm tree. Not even a good palm tree.
Yeah,
a unique one, but not a good one.
No.
And then what's that peeking out the trees? It's Cinderella Castle.
one of the most photographed spots in the world. Like, if you looked at the heat map of every photo taken with, like, next to that castle.
He's specifically trying to crop it out. He's like, oh, I accidentally got the castle in there. All in all, I got a decent palm fix during my daughter's vacation. So that was just one post about Disney World on Palm Talk.
Yeah.
Extremely active website. Phil says, my experience entertainment parks, he doesn't call them theme parks, entertainment parks, otherwise known as parks not focused on palm trees or plants, put a lot of money into their landscapes because people expect the parks to look good. And when tourists visit Florida, they expect to see palm trees. Tourists don't distinguish between the cooler potential of Orlando and the more protected areas of South Florida. They just want to look tropical and lush like they expect to look. Imagine how out of place a succulent garden might look at Disney World in Orlando. Perhaps they have succulents, but the overall push is for green and tropical from what I've seen. Regarding planting species where a cold winter will kill it, consider this. Theme parks continually plant pony packs of annual flowers. They're used to putting out color. If a palm lasts for 10 or 20 years, that's a win for them. And how much does a smaller Andonia Dia cost? Probably not that much more than a few seasons worth of pony packs.
We've already got guys who are like, what Disney does with palm trees is complete nonsense.
And then just because there's so much you need to know to like dive into the middle of a community discussion, he just starts talking like an alien. And just start saying, also, how much does a smaller Andonia cost? Probably not much more than a few seasons worth of pony packs. Yeah, and then also, has anybody checked the price of Glipcorp recently?
Futuristic slang, like Clockwork Orange slang. They're just talking, what are you saying? What is going on?
After the 1989 freeze, Disney World came back stronger than ever and even more aggressive in its plantings.
Michael Eisner was huge on palm tree planting. He was big.
It's going to be big. Eric from 2009, who is the same Eric that's still posting in 2022.
Nice.
Not a revolving door. Must be a good community culture.
I mean, I might join this community.
Disney does a supreme job with their horticultural plantings. They always had tropical stuff tucked in warm spots, but after the 89 freeze, they were cautious for a while. Mm. Since the nice string of warm winters since, wonder why, they have become more adventurous and more tropicals have sprung up again. But as always, the mix of plants in the park. If you walk through by Frontierland, it's oaks, maples, pines, and river birches. Then over by Big Thunder, it's cacti, agave, yuccas. Then into Adventureland, it's tropical with palms, ficus, crotons, pandans, etc. It's amazing how little palm tree, like you get more about like southwestern plants in your media and life than palm tree variants because they're like, you know, oh yeah, agave, yuccas, cacti, I like oaks, maples, pines. Like every word is nonsense that we made up, but plants always sound more nonsensical. So it's like oaks, maples, pines. Like, okay, I know that. Cacti, agave, yuccas. I know that.
Yeah.
Ficus, crotons, pandans. Wait, what?
What are you, a scientist? What's going on here?
Those molecules?
I'm never going to be able to look at any of these places the same way ever again.
I know.
Knowing full well that there's like a hidden attraction, hidden in plain sight, that there are, I mean, there must be thousands of people who that would be a thing for them.
Another thing about the palm tree, palm talk forums is that they do allow profile pictures, but I've seen no faces.
What is it? What is it a photo of?
I'll give you one hint.
Is there a lot of sky in the photo, perhaps?
Yes. Each one is just like palm trees on a blue sky, like every single one. What I find interesting is which palm tree do you make your profile picture? Is it a personality thing? You know what I mean?
Your tree-sona. Which one do you identify with most? Because you know all the palm trees' characteristics. It's perfect.
All right, here we go. Here's another. I know that many people take their families to Disney World and Disneyland just because they're awesome places to visit, vacation, and enjoy a little downtime. My first priority, of course, is to see all the great characters and attractions and make sure my family has a blast. But to me, a major attraction and secret incentive to visit is all of the wonderful mature pops and exotic plants.
Well, you're like, he's going to be reasonable. And he's like, but of course for me. And he loses it a little bit. And the mature plant, and he's like, lost in it already. You're like, I thought you were normal.
This is such a secret, devious, shameful activity for these people.
Well, it's because they're just so alone with it. Like, imagine that. Imagine everyone in your real life. You can't relate to them with this. Only online, only in these secret backdoor forums can you connect with these other men with palm tree photos.
My first priority is, of course, to see all the great characters and attractions and make sure my family has a blast. But to me, a major attraction and secret incentive to visit. And secret incentive to visit.
To me.
Is all of the wonderful mature palms and exotic plants. There are huge specimens of many popular landscape palms all over the Disney parks, and then you will also see many that are not so common as well. Has anyone else gone on a palm safari across, oh my God, across any of the Disney parks? Epcot, for example, is an awesome place to many species such as Bismarckia and huge mass plantings. For me, it is as close as I will ever get to seeing them in a large grove like they would appear in Habitat. Not totally the same, I know, but it helps me imagine. Share your pictures, stories, and species lists with me if you have the time. Thank you for reading my thread.
I know I'm never going to be able to actually meet Peter Pan. But when I go to Disney World and I get to have that interaction.
I know it's not Peter Pan.
Yeah.
But it's as close
as I'll ever
as
get.
As I'll ever
and
get.
It's like, oh, there's such a defeat in that, you know?
Now, I wonder how much of people's love for Palm, I wonder how much of it is this like screensaver mentality of people that want to go to these exotic tropical places because of some sort of escapist reason. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, I live in a cold climate or I have a stressful job, and so I just think of myself like on an island with all these palm trees. And when I think about that, the more I'm interested in it, the more I'm taking photos of it. Now I'm getting into it because it sounds like, oh, you, there's groves of palm trees in the mountains of Hawaii that would blow your mind if you saw them, like true wonders.
Yeah.
But they instead have to settle on Florida and other parts and to like see them and be like, okay, that's sort of, because that's what this guy's saying. He's like, yeah. It's kind of like what I imagine a true grove would be, like this Eden in their mind, but it's palm trees.
These things that theoretically could exist but are just too far out of reach.
Right.
My only best chance, I can't go to another country. I got to go to Epcot.
There seems to be a common yearning for these people to be in a forest of palm trees.
Well, it's because, yeah, well, obviously, that'd be,
I mean,
it's the ultimate goal.
I guess that is closer to the Willy Wonka chocolate factory experience where, I mean, and I'm sure, but I mean, it's a real thing. Like palm tree groves, I'm sure, are real things.
Yeah, that's not a fantastical concept.
Right.
In the same way that a room where everything's made out of chocolate is.
But to you, if the thing you love is palm trees, the existence of that would make you just go rabid. I mean, imagine if you, like in real life, imagine if they told me like, hey, there's a park of extinct attractions.
Yeah. And you can be in there all by yourself. You have no, it's free. Yeah. It's just like the fantastical, perfect scenario, right? That could exist.
Yeah, but for these people, it does exist. Now imagine in our life that exists, but it's like too far away for you to be able to afford to get to.
You're just tortured by that.
Yeah, and you're tortured.
At least mine is limited by, you know, space and time, things that are non-negotiable with anybody. Take out a loan, man. You're going to love it over there. It's awesome.
I support these people ruining their financial lives to achieve this dream.
You might as well. It's better than a Disney World trip these days. Well, I also got my answer, too, because I had always wondered, because I always knew palm trees were a get for a lot of people. I knew they, like, costed money, and I always assumed that's what it was. Because you always hear stories like that of how valuable a palm tree is. You have a palm tree in your backyard, someone's going to probably want to buy it from you one day. Like, that's a very common thing. So I always knew that, but I thought it was just because of the price or they're hard to get or whatever. I didn't think it was because people were into them this much. They were this moving, you know?
Yeah. Do not let the tracking ads know you're into palm trees. You get so many singles websites, but we're all married. Google assumes because I'm into palm trees, I'm some incel. But in fact, everyone on the palm tree is married happily and trying to sneak away for some BRA.
It's the most wholesome affair you could ever have.
Yes, it is.
I love these palm trees. And honey, you just got to be okay with that.
But she's not. These people are also into the history, but they're always talking about the freezes. Because they're always talking about the winters, you know, we're talking about like, oh, remember Epcot Center?
Yeah.
And how the old attractions and how the old vibe and the old music, all that stuff. And we're talking about, but they're just like that winter of 80 and 81, whole thread on it in Central Florida. They got, you know, farmer's notes they've screenshotted.
Yeah. Well, because these must be big deals, because think about what a freeze is to a palm tree lover. I mean, that's like an attraction closing down.
Yeah.
That's like if, guys, I'm sorry, but that palm tree that you've been photographing every 5 years on your Disney World trip it's gone. It got knocked over and they got rid of it. That's just the way it is. How could they do this to me, you know?
Found this home video on YouTube. Here's what the landscaping of the Polynesian Resort looked like in 1981. I mean, come on. They're watching the same videos we're watching. They just don't give a shit about different. They're in our community. They're an hour old ass. They're like, oh, I found this 8mm video from Magic Kingdom when it opened. Check out at 302. There's a palm tree.
Well, I'm over here thinking, man, it's great. These videos are getting like 100,000 views. That's crazy. People are really into Disney History. They're watching for the trees, man. I would have hoped they would have been, you know, watching a novelty watch for the prices or something. It's for the trees.
Skip to 227, 355, and 5 for some of the worst damage. Trying to show you the damage of that winter. Now, look, we're about to get into some waters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do everything in our power to take this threat as seriously as possible. It's called Too Many Palms, ?
All right.
And it's by Greg. Or no, it's by Gerg, the Gerg.
And we're going to hear him out.
I decided to search my first ever non-Disney related Palm Talk search. And what I searched was my wife. Just to see what the top thread would be.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, there's been a lot of wife theme here.
Right. A lot. There's a lot of wives
involved.
And so Too Many Palms is the first one. My wife tells me I'm starting to collect too many palms and pots on our patio. That's crap, right? Where does she get off? I mean, who does she think she is? That's grounds for divorce, right? Oh, I tell her there's way freakier people on Palm Talk than me.
Oh, no.
And then he shows a photo of a porch with barely enough room to walk around probably 40 pots of palm trees on this small patio. But then he pulls back and says, in reality, she's a really good sport and handles my addiction in stride quite nicely.
Oh, my God.
So it was kind of a fake out, like, haha, you know, my wife, she doesn't like the palms. In reality, she's a really good wife.
But even the...
And then someone responds, to be bluntly honest, good sport or not, and at the expense of opening a cage full of rabid feral cats, had an ex who attempted the same conversation, looked at her and made a quick comparison to all the stuff she had, clothing, shoes, etc., that ended that conversation. Best decision I had made in some time. Life is full of choices. Some aren't as wonderful as they're made out to be. Gotta choose wisely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What an implication.
That they broke up because of the palm trees.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's, you know, it's either
me or the palm.
What an ultimatum. No matter what, and again, I'm sorry, but if you are in a relationship and somebody, that's even the ultimatum you get, it's an instant, I got to get the hell out of here because, you know,
I think
what a thing.
I think it is fine and these people are right, but they exist in our world. And in our world, because this guy, or I'm assuming it's a guy, it's probably definitely a guy, he's right. He is right. Palm trees, on a fundamental level, have more importance to this world than a product of consumer culture. It is nature.
Yeah.
It is plant. It is species. It is fundamental to the building blocks of life. It exists before and will exist after the thing we call human consciousness that accidentally invented capitalism and shoes and clothing.
And ideas like this.
And ideas like this. That said, he's a human. So you're wrong. You got to be interested in the stuff we got. You're not allowed to just be like, what? Oh, so look at how many bags you have. I'm into palm trees. And that's not any more crazy. It is. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, but it is.
Sorry, man. I'm going by the rules of society on this one. I don't do it all the time, but definitely here.
Oh, man. Ha ha. No, we're good. It's funny, though. It seems pretty often we both get packages on the same day. Her clothes, me... palms or
me seedlings and her she has clothing, of course, that's, you know, her thing.
Same in this world at the time. Don't you think yelling at someone for planting a tree says more about you? I tried that with my wife last weekend, didn't work so well. That's a third person. That's a different person. Same in this world at this time. Don't you think yelling at someone for planting a tree says more about you?
She knew it was a load of crap anyway. This guy's never put anything in the recycling bin to save his life, man. Okay, she's trying to find an angle.
And then the Gerg comes back. I hope most people understand I'm joking about my wife.
Because she is also a member of this forum.
She's pretty cool with my whole palm addiction. She actually really enjoys the backyard oasis I've tried to create. That's the saddest son. I'm sorry, Kirk, but that's been, I'm trying and failing to create a backyard oasis.
I just keep buying palm trees. There's no rhyme or reason. I've turned my backyard into a palm tree grow house. I don't know why it's not becoming a lush, beautifully ornate Disney World Adventureland type landscape.
My wife would say the same thing. Too many palms.
This is a thing.
Why is it all wives? Why isn't somebody like, my husband supports it? Mm-mm.
The one-sided issue, man.
Palmeteer Meg says, tell her to give it time. The freak show has just begun. Two hearts, three upvotes.
You've got so far to go.
Oh, Nature Girl said, oh, this is so sad and gendered. Let's get this in before we deconstruct gender entirely, because this is a funny one.
Okay.
So what have all the men been doing? My wife hates that I love palm trees.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't understand me. Nature Girl says, I've got the opposite effect here. I could put a huge new palm on back porch on center of table and he wouldn't even notice. LOL.
It's with that exact same tone. It's like, if I clean the house, he doesn't even say anything. It's like, I put so much time into these palms and making this place beautiful. But it works out great for her because she can have as many as she wants.
Well, because now it sounds like she wants some, because it's like, and he's probably, whoever that husband is probably talking on some different forum about his cigar collection. My wife doesn't get, she said, no more cigars.
No more of these stink logs in the house. And I go, what about your palms? Well, I didn't know about the palms, actually. No. I've been in my smoking lounge.
You know what, Rex? I collect palms.
That's what I do.
What do you mean? What do you mean you collect palms?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? That's not a thing. Yes, it is. There's something called palmtalk.org, and I collect palms. Since when? She's like, look around, Rex. And he just looks around. He's like, holy shit, look at all these palms. It's like he's living in a tropical oasis.
His house is Jumanji. It's become a jungle.
When did you put these up? I've been putting them up for years.
The only reason this marriage has survived is because, and this woman hasn't run for the hills without neglected she is, it's just because she can have as many palm trees as she wants.
She lucked out. She said, I know this thing's weird.
Yeah, but she's being enabled properly, so it just works out.
Okay, now all the women are coming on the thread. Missy comes and says, yeah, I agree, Nature Girl. That's right. The idea is to initially get so many that when you add others, they won't notice.
So this is something all you were dealing with.
Oh, yeah. So we're all planting way too many palms in our house.
I don't think this has anything to do with palm trees. This has everything to do with the thrilling nature of how do I get away with having this many palm trees? How do I? This ain't about palm trees at all.
The idea is to initially get so many that when you add others, they don't notice. That's funny because that is generally what has always happened. She never notices the new ones when I get them. It's just after a while when they all start to gather up, she's like, hey, are these all new? My usual reply, no, hon, I just moved them so I can repot them. Sometimes I stash them in the back corners of the yard where I do have some shade. It's just easier for me to water them. By the way, when we do have people over for a barbecue or something, I do move them all out of the way. That's what a great guy I am. Kidding. Hey, are you buying more palm trees? Oh, no, I'm just repotting these.
You're being slick with it a little bit because you did buy a new one. Come on. You're lucky they can't tell.
It's not a conversation with these people. It's not a, should we get a new palm tree?
It's, I did it without thinking about it. It was an impulse.
I knew you would get mad. So instead, I snuck it in here in the dead of night.
And it's so perfect with the palm trees because you get to do all this sneaky behavior and get all the thrill from it, but it's still a low stakes palm tree subject. So there really is no fallout from it.
My wife tells me I have too many in the yard. Silly her. I always try to hide the envelopes with newly ordered seeds until the plants germinate. Who could throw away a new sprouting life? Nobody is this cruel. What? The fact that I can grow only indoors mostly makes it even more challenging. Any extra centimeter of living space occupied by my palms is noticeable. I mean, this guy's in a studio apartment. You would never kill a seedling.
Yeah. You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you? Type thing.
It's even worse than that. That's a life. I get the same treatment from my spouse, too. So I feel you, bro. Every once in a while, I have to make a path through it all. I mean, these poor wives and these weird husbands that acted so normal on their dates before they got married.
You would never guess. It's so perfect. All these poor women, they get trapped like that, dude. I mean, they just drop it on you. I'm really into palm trees. There goes your backyard. There goes every open thing. The biggest tree, too. Like, because you would never have the guts to do this with, like, I'm an oak aficionado. Here's one in the living room. Meanwhile, you got palm trees galore everywhere in the house.
it's got to be such a satisfying hobby, because imagine, it's like gardening is also the same way. Imagine if us making videos and searching for Disney clips and talking about theme parks, if we just dedicated all that time to a backyard.
Yeah.
And we walked through the backyard and we checked up on each one and Googled stuff about, ooh, it's doing this weird thing. And it's way more productive and you're providing shade and happiness.
You actually have a say in this entire thing. You're not just, you're going to live here. This is your environment.
Is it a control thing? I met my first girlfriend that I truly loved at college in Santa Barbara, California. The municipal courthouse there has many beautiful palms illuminated at night. A restaurant dinner and walk around this romantic vista was one of our first dates. Now my go-to joke is that the girl didn't last, but the palms did.
Well, I mean, that joke would kill, so to be fair.
It worked on me. I authentically laughed. Palms saved my life. I don't want to tell a long story, but for a lot of us, palms are a lifeline to a happy life. Oh,
wow.
Again, it's so nice.
It is. And yeah, that's the other thing. I'm mad that I didn't think of it, because here's the difference. You can have a palm tree very easily. You can have many palm trees very easily. But the things things we're trying to grab a hold of here, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Somebody said palms are the greatest antidepressants ever. Watching something grow and take shape that you planted is very therapeutic and rewarding. And it's weird, because with our stuff, the stuff we love, it is a nightmare, objectively. I mean, I love theme parks, but they are chaotic, anti-human, weird, consumerist, pop culture, invented spaces. And that's why I find them fascinating. I think the fascination I have with it is it's, from an intellectual level, it is the furthest thing from nature.
Yeah, from the natural world.
Yes.
Like this is, if you could look at like all of human progress, it's like it goes up into a peak. Where does it go? It goes straight to theme park, because like that's just like as far away as you can get. Not even the best we could do, just as far.
Meanwhile, the people at Palm Talk are going through the same problems that we all go through, but they're planting a seed in the ground and going back to earth and having like a biological experience where they see something grow. And like everything in life, when they say, because when somebody says like theme parks are the greatest antidepressants ever, I'm like,
I'm like, try parking at Magic Kingdom, man. How about you do that first?
Okay. Yeah, it's like, you know, that fireworks show like brought me out of my depression. I'm like, okay, that's the power of art, hopefully.
Yeah.
And like, that's your bet. Like, because human invention is amazing art. But this, like, palm trees are the greatest antidepressants ever. Watching something grow and take shape that you planted is very therapeutic and rewarding. It's like, yeah, I feel like that's not even an opinion. That's like a scientific fact, because they're escaping to a reality.
Yeah.
We live in an invented world by humans, a society that we invented, where we made up rules and regulations and languages and ways of labor and currency, everything in this world.
It's so built up on top of us and entrenched in us now that
the default. We live in houses that are air conditioned away from the climate. We have pesticides, to things to take nature away from us. And we manicure our lawns to look anti-naturalistic. You have two ways to go from there to escape that. You can either go to the perfect manicured world where everything is perfectly square. It's a hub and spoke, and it's manicured perfectly and clean, beautiful, and it's glass and it's some silver and it looks like a fairy tale castle. It looks like I'm dreaming. It's amazing. That's one option to escape boring capitalism. You can go to extreme, cool, popular capitalism. Or you can go to the earth, the thing that is real, the most real thing, nature.
Mm-hmm. You can carve out a little hole in this society for a second and go back down to what's underneath. They are right when they say stuff like that, where it is, you're perfectly setting yourself up to get out of any type of depressive funk where it's like, okay, now you're touching the earth. That's great. That's spiritually, it's doing all the right things. But more importantly, you did plant some. So you're going to have to be paying attention to that day and night cycle. You're going to have to be getting to bed on time. You're going to be watering it. You're going to be thinking about water. You're going to be hydrated.
And you see like a physical growth, a day-to-day metaphor for your life.
It encourages you. You're growing with it.
You see that every day changes and plants die and are reborn. I mean, it's a beautiful, naturalistic, and I'm talking about it, I'm like, this is amazing. And then I'm thinking about like the reason Disneyland worked is because of all the concrete.
Because, you know, Lillian's like, oh man, those county fairs are dirty. I don't want to be there. And he's like, don't worry. I'm going to get rid of the dirt. Everyone's going to walk on concrete and sidewalks.
Make it flat.
It's going to be like, they're going to be like on roads and all the plants will be behind fences. It'll be a train, a big train.
Most unrealistic part, he didn't lead with the train.
Right. Right. Walt Disney's with his actual real life human friends, Ward Kimball.
His only friends.
He's having an IRL Palm Talk forum with about trains with his friends. Yeah, Lillian said I couldn't have another train, but I said these tracks were already here. I don't know, you know. She didn't say I couldn't buy a house with a train attached. She didn't say that I couldn't make a movie about a train. And
devious Walt Disney attempting to sneak trains into that. Listen, if you're on vacation with your family.
These people are so happy.
It's not right. This is how villains are made. How do we destroy all the palm trees?